O Lord, with all my heart, before the gods I sing your praise. On the day I called, you answered me, you made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, yet he regards the lowly, but the haughty he perceives from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand saves me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. O Lord, your steadfast love is forever. The works of your hands do not forsake.
That's composer David Crowe reading Psalm 138, one of King David's hymns of praise in the Old Testament. It's one of the ancient artifacts on display at Charlotte's Discovery Place as part of the eagerly anticipated Dead Sea Scrolls exhibition. David Crowe was commissioned to set that text to music, which will be premiered this weekend in concerts given by the Festival Singers of Carolina Voices in collaboration with Discovery Place. He visited WDAV recently to talk about this new work. Now, what did you bring to the assignment in terms of your own background, either musically or personally, that you feel distinguishes it from perhaps other settings of biblical texts and psalms that might be out there?
Good question, because I'm not a churchgoer. I'm not a religious person, although I've been following several spiritual and Eastern philosophies for many years. I do yoga and meditation and things like that. I have a Jewish mother-in-law, which I hope counts for something. But I was just really struck by the power of these words, and that really drew me into what moves people to prayer, to worship, to devotion, without any theological context or religious context, just the power of the words, placing oneself in the world in relationship to a higher power and feeling that real devotion and thankfulness and feeling of being protected. I think those are all very powerful images that that transcend all religions, I think.
How would you describe the piece as it's finally come out after you've worked on it and now it's ready to be premiered?
When I started, I thought I would have a Hebrew setting of the text and then an English setting of the text, and that the Hebrew setting would be very traditional and old-sounding, and that the English setting would be a modern translation of it and modernistic musical techniques. As I was getting more and more into it, it actually turned itself around, where the ancient text seemed to inspire more mystical and remote metaphysical kinds of sounds and those kinds of harmonies, whereas the English is much more direct, much more melodic, more tonal, modal, in a sense, even though it has a certain, they still have, I try to maintain a kind of a Middle Eastern quality with some of the rhythms. I think because the Hebrew is an ancient text, it's more remote, it's more removed, it takes on more of the mystical qualities.
David Crowe's setting of Psalm 138 is just one of the works that will be performed for this weekend's concert. Festival Singers conductor Donna Hill spoke to WDAV over the phone from her home about the rest of the concert program and about the ensemble.
The Festival Singers is the classical group of Carolina Voices. We are 34 singers, and we perform repertoire that ranges from the Renaissance to 20th century contemporary choral music. Our concerts on March 3rd and 5th, Psalms and Songs of the Ages, will feature some very well-known psalms and songs, and then some music that is brand new, David Crowe's Psalm 138 and Bill Daly's Sing Unto the Lord a New Song. Both of these pieces are inspired by the exhibit of the Dead Sea Scrolls at Discovery Place. Some of the other repertoire that we'll be performing on this concert are some very well-known psalms by John Rutter. And we will also be performing a piece called Jerusalem of Gold by Naomi Shemer. This is the piece that really became known as the second national anthem for Israel. She was actually asked to write a piece for the Israeli Song Festival that year. That was 1967, which was also the year of the Six-Day War. This became the piece that was inspiring and encouraging to those who fought in that war. So it's a very beautiful, beautiful, haunting tune that really depicts the yearning to have Jerusalem back